that's how the Georgie Pudding Pie, Ron. I don't think that's how that went.
Run DMC basically tore fall. Obviously, Jamison J, may he rest in peace. We had a lot of good times, boy. A lot of stuff that I'll never say on this radio. Hanging out, going on tour on the road, running around town, city to city. Yeah, it was something else. Rock the bells, radio.
Relatively inexpensive for them to devote a team to creating another year of Wildlands content, while like the bulk of the team is like, you know, in pre-production on a follow-up, you know? It's like, oh, well, hey, if we want to maintain this game and have like a some kind of flow of new stuff entering the game, you know, we can do it with this smaller team supporting the game. You know, like people that would probably be working on a sequel as soon as that sequel enters full production. But since they're not there yet, yeah, make some art for this new thing. Do this, do that, you know. Try out some of your smaller ideas here. And, you know, that'll better inform the sequel. I wonder, you know. Like, it's probably a risk, but, like, a calculated one, and also not a huge one. That's my guess. You've got, you know, probably, like, writers, you know, the like, a writing team, and, like, a design team and stuff. Yeah, like, a smaller group, or, you know, like, yeah, yes, a growing team. Of people starting to investigate what a sequel to that game is. I think that's cool because, you know, like I said, you know, in the review and all the other stuff, like, Wildlands, there's something to it. It's not an amazing game. It has issues. It's got, there's stuff about it that is corny and, like, kind of poorly executed and stuff like that. But there's, like, there is something fun about it. So, you know, like, continuing to chip away at that thing and hone it down and be like, okay, what's the fun stuff? You know, well, the writing is what it is. You know, that's something you can't really change in a patch. So, you know, let's add multiplayer. Let's do this. Let's try this. Let's do this. And having all that better inform the sequel, where hopefully they will have, like, fucking, you know, because, like, a writing team and, you know, that element took... Well, I guess I don't know about the wider reception. I was about to say it took something of a beating over the quality of the writing and that sort of stuff. So, you know, that stuff that you know, if you take that feedback the right way and whatever, like, there's certainly a way to write a story in that setting that is not Or you know, like combat dialogue and barks and all that, you know, like all that stuff that is like good or at the very least like inoffensive and out of the way. Whereas I think there's something to their story and the tone of those characters and the way they treat the locals and all that other stuff just comes off as like fucking bad. Like the lead, your lead character just sounds like a fucking jack off. Which, hey, you know, maybe that makes sense. You know, you're fucking like a bunch of CIA dicks up in another country fucking it all up. I mean, it's already all fucked up. Continuing to fuck it all up. And then you bring people back to your tough lady boss who tortures people all over the place, and the whole thing is just kind of like, this... this just seems lame. Should have done torture in that game, like, had none of it work. You know, like, just have her constantly fucking people up and torturing them and all this other stuff, but, like, every piece of intel she beats out of someone is wrong and bad. It's just like, they clearly just said this shit because they wanted to stop getting fucked up. And then, yeah, and then you have a fucking, yes, you definitely have a line in the sequel. Like, where one of your squad mates just occasionally, still, like, very occasionally, but still often enough to where it works. Where he does say, "And baby makes three," as you're targeting people, and someone else in the squad says, "Shut the fuck up." I'm trapped in the spot where the signal is really shitty. If you're not hearing me correctly, that's...
There's nothing to worry about. exactly. I will say this to my dying day. We all, as fans, especially with someone who is as high profile as him, we need closure. Wrestlers need closure, and wrestling fans need closure for a character. Every great show has a finale, whether we like it or not, or that we could talk about what if, you know? But if Undertaker is truly done, he should at least let us say goodbye. And if it's going to be at a, it always should be at WrestleMania, but I would always do something like that if it was me. So I agree where it's hard to let go, but we should, and WWE should entitle us to just say goodbye, as opposed to wait, he lost, oh my God, he's taking off his stuff, and he said farewell. I still hate the bad American badass idea coming down, and I just let us have that one last entrance, that one last fade into the sun, say goodbye.
And the one thing coming out of Raw last night, you made the comment earlier that you think we may not even get The Undertaker. Now, when you say that, do you mean that we're not going to get the dead man, or do you mean we're not getting that man at all?
I have no problem if Undertaker is not at WrestleMania at all. And if, you know, if you brought Bubba, to Bubba's point, if you bring the American Badass coming down, does that mean next year we're going to have me and Mark Calloway farewell, you know, and he's going to do the Skyscrapers, yeah, you know? Or then the final year we'll have the Punisher, you know? It's enough. Yes, just give us The Undertaker, let us say goodbye. It got a great reaction when we were watching it on the 25th edition of Raw. The promo, like, you know, Bubba was like, oh, it was all gibberish and promo, but that, you know, he was old school Undertaker then, you know, but we need to be able to say goodbye. That's it. When I have my final match, when I have, I don't know when it's going to be, if I could not wrestle tomorrow, I would still do it where, hey, let me say goodbye to the people that I performed in front of for the last 28 years of my life. And Undertaker has been so high profile, we need to say goodbye. That's really it.
And a couple of things from what you're saying. One, I agree with you. We need to say goodbye. That's why I want to see The Undertaker, because I want to be able to say goodbye. But in this circumstance, now you're saying that you're perfectly fine if we don't get The Undertaker. That's a little hard for me to swallow, just because for weeks and weeks now, John Cena's been teasing The Undertaker. I mean, this has been the whole storyline. To not have him show at all, I think the show takes a little bit of a hit, in my opinion. That being said, if we do get The Undertaker on Sunday, we're still not going to have that closure, because there's no story saying that this is going to be The Undertaker's last match. It would still be kind of open-ended, because if he would have showed up last night, confronted John Cena, and said, all right, I'm going to give you one more match, then, all right, that's something to be excited about. That didn't happen. So again, huge question mark going into Sunday.
Well, I mean, if Undertaker shows up, maybe he has a nice little confrontation with John Cena, does something, it can lead to another show, another pay-per-view. They probably have a pay-per-view right after. They have a pay-per-view in Jersey coming right
back. Backlash.
Down. Backlash, boom. If I was John Cena, I'd walk up to Michelle McCool, grab her, pick her up, and say, Undertaker, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to, you know, give the F5, no, not the F5, what's his move? He stole my move.
The FU?
The FU to his wife. Boom. Hey, Undertaker, I just FU'd your wife. Oh, that's even more. And then here comes, and then Undertaker could grab Nikki Bella. Boom, we got it so much. We got another brawl. We booked 3 pay-per-views already.
But it's WrestleMania. This needs to happen. You just said it. It needs to happen at WrestleMania. Not a Backlash at the Prudential Center in Jersey. Not that there's anything wrong with Jersey. I love Jersey, but it needs to happen at WrestleMania.
Listen, they told you he's not going to be there.
So is John Cena going to be in the crowd with popcorn and soda?
Yeah, why not? You are. I am. So there's a lot of people. Come on now. It's WrestleMania. You should go sit there and watch it. It's a cool night.
Come on, Tommy. In all honesty, you need to have The Undertaker. Or, listen, I don't like it. I don't like the American Badass idea. It makes sense. I don't like it. But you need to have him at WrestleMania. He's just been teasing it just to have no payoff at all. It doesn't make any sense.
It's Phil's time. You got a 3-hour show. I agree. I'm with you. I hope The Undertaker's there, but if he's not there, I'm okay with it. I think there could be a confrontation. I would say, hey, let's do something, a choke slam. Who knows? But hey, they're at least saying he's not going to be there. I don't know what else to tell you. I know you went crazy about the hand gesture.
He did the handcuff. It's not the hand gesture. It was the handcuff.
Okay.
And I was right. I mean, he did the handcuff, and it was all about The Undertaker. Next week on Monday Night Raw, he called out The Undertaker. Again, the handcuff.
I so hope.
Under the WrestleMania sign on the second turnbuckle.
I so hope Undertaker is not there so I never have to hear about the handcuff ever again.
You brought it up. I forgot about the handcuff. I forgot all about the handcuff. In my head, you think I remember the handcuff? I can't remember anything that... I'm like a dog. I don't remember anything that happened 5 minutes ago. You think I remember the handcuff? You reminded me of the handcuff.
I truly did appreciate the other day when you were talking about all this information that you have. You have enough information. If you get any more information, it's going to start overflowing your brain.
Oh. Dear God.
When they were talking about baseball and your baseball knowledge, and I was laughing so hard with that because I get all the time where Beulah wants me to meet, like, my neighbors or other people. I'm like, no, I have enough friends. I have enough people. I don't want to know anybody else because I'm okay with that. But then this is, like, Tom Laughlin life, not Tommy Dreamer life. Yeah. Tommy Dreamer, he loves
super everybody. Nice guy. Super nice.
But I don't want, because then I got to get into, like, oh, what I do for a living and all that stuff. Do you know The Undertaker? You know, no. And does he do the mind cup, hand cup thing? And I don't want to be that way in my real life.
I can but just I imagine just, what you go through, because I'll be honest with you, like, yesterday I went to the store to pick up a couple of things. I get out of my car and it's like 5 minutes to eight. So I just want to get in the house, put the groceries in the fridge and watch Raw. The neighbor comes out, hey, Dave. And you're like, oh, shit. Are you kidding me right now? Now this guy wants to have a conversation 5 minutes to Monday night. I can't stand when the neighbor comes out and says hello. It's like the worst thing. If I'm not coming to your door and knocking on it, then don't come to mine and say hello. Okay. Dear God.
This is why living in the city is great. No one ever wants to talk to you when you live in the city. Everyone just ignores
you. No, I'm not even saying ignore. What neighbors should do is when you get out of your car, you're going in your car in the morning, you say hello. That's it. The extent. Hi, how are you? That's it. No conversations needed.
And I took a picture with someone on the train. I took a picture with someone walking here. And then I took a picture with somebody in the lobby. That's all I do. That's my life. I don't mind it.
And by the way, so you forgot your ID today to get into the building. All right, just a little. Did you peel back the curtain just a little bit? So Tommy forgets his ID. Can't go in the building.
Can I show him that I'm verified on Twitter?
Yeah, I come down. They won't let Tommy come with me, even though I'm an employee of SiriusXM. I'm showing all my IDs. I've been an employee here with SiriusXM for 14 years. The security guard's like, no, I'm sorry, we can't let you in. And then the security guard asked for a picture with Tommy. I'm like, are you shitting me right now? You won't let him upstairs to do a show, but you want to take a picture with the guy? Mr. Dreamer, can I take a picture? No! How about let me in the building first? Then I'll take the picture.
Well, that's why you would be a bad guy, and I'm the good guy. I'm the good guy for life, right. And in life.
Yeah, you definitely are. 844 is down on the bad guy. Obviously, everyone hates me. 844-796-7874. When we come back, I'm not going to tell you what it is, because Alex Betts will get mad, but something big, when we're back.
We're
right
not
here.
Giving away tickets.
Nothing like that. When we're back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like the...
Be love with Dr. Dre.
Yo, MTV Raps.
We had a good time. Black. But it is true what I'm saying. We all wanted to play all day. At that time, it made such a difference in record sales. It made such a difference in your career. Get that play because the kids wanted to hear it. They wanted to see it. They wanted the music. I think history is born out that they wanted it. At that time, the powers that be weren't ready to get into it. So, yeah, your MTV Raps was an amazing thing. It really was because it was the beginning. So you gotta see it as the beginning.
Yo, MTV Raps, 7 years, baby.
Fucking saga continues.
Oh, I hope the clothes I packed are warm enough for Boston. Fuck. that person got out of the lane that was stopped and got into our lane that was very much not stopped, and this fucking Toyota in front of me almost rear-ended that fucking moron.
Nobody won't know. engine starts sparking, but in the day be wary of where you be walking.
radio. Yeah.
Torres name check me in the very first song was on the list.
Said I'm trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack.
The sound, the drums, the vibe, just the way him and Scott mesh, the way the Boogie Down Productions sound.
Yo, we right through y'all.
I remember one time being in the Bronx, and for whatever reason I went up there, I think KRS was performing. I remember KRS just... turned it upside down and then put it back right side up in terms of the performance. I mean, he ripped this damn club. I'm telling you, confession was coming out of people's ears and eyes. Pause, all right? And then after he did all that, he gonna look at me and offer me the mic. I was like, no, 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 I'm good, I'm good. I ain't gonna follow that. Not doing that to me, Chris.
Rock the Bell Radio.
Well, I guess something's consistent with the old station. They play this song kind of a lot.
Thank you.
next door. Yeah, I know. Can't you think?
No.
That's how deep that is.
Yeah.
So
no comment.
Right. So the music, you know, young people, you know, adjusted to what they had access to. So we were never against the technology. I mean, we love technology, but it was the only way you could create. And the only thing we ever said was sampling should be a tool in creating, not a substitute for. Right?
And people don't understand that people sampled for years without, you know, like,
yeah,
mixing and mastering disco versions, edit versions beforehand.
Yeah.
Which people didn't know about.
Not people sampling and not paying the people they were sampling.
Yeah, but why would you think you wouldn't have to pay? Why do you think you could just take somebody's music? You can't do that.
At the time, people said.
At the time, yeah. Well, time to change.
Right?
Yeah.
You in a hood, I'm going to use this shit.
Right. Because it works. But, you know, I mean, that's good that it works, but you also, there's also the business that you have to take care of.
This has been a longer drive than I anticipated. But how's it sound? How's it sound? How does my voice sound traveling into this brand new iPad? Crisper, cleaner, better, or probably exactly the same. I don't know. I went back and forth over the weekend about this iPad thing, and then turned out my wife wanted to use an iPad, and it'd be good for her. You know, she uses her laptop for most stuff, but you know, doesn't necessarily need a full laptop. So I cleared off that old iPad and put her account on it and all that other stuff, and got this one. Figure I'll give this whole tablet thing another go. And then if she ends up using the iPad a lot, and, you know, because the screen on the thing is cracked, I figure, and the turns out cost to replace a cracked screen on an iPad is about the cost of an iPad. So see how she gets on with it, and then, I don't know, probably end up replacing that crack screen one with something else at some point here, if necessary. Okay. Alright. You are walking. I am turning. This car is backing up very hard. I don't know what you think you're trying to do here. Okay. You just really wanted this parking space, I guess. My flight's tonight, so I've got a very weird late night in the office. We'll see how that goes. I'm gonna go. I'll see you.